14 minutes past 4 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon. And once again, we welcome Eamon Dowling from Topsad Lifestyle. It's not the wine of the week today, folks, nor is it the whiskey of the week. It is, in fact, we're changing profiles a little and looking at the beer drinkers. We're looking at the beer of the week today. And Eamon has brought in the beer and he's looking very, very churlish. And I wasn't sure why until I saw the name of the beer. Now I understand the dilemma. Because essentially, you're not allowed to swear on the radio. And this beer is impossible to pronounce without someone taking offense, I'm sorry to say. So we are simply declaring up front that what you are going to hear about does in no way reflect that typically vulgar, crude and crass swear word that you may have heard before in somewhat different context. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about a Belgian export pilsner. It's a beer called De Poes. Now, there we go. It's the cat in English. Cat. And it's a blonde, low-fermentation beer that's been brewed in accordance with the rules of art and experience. Now, there's something to conjure.
There's something. That's something different.
Brewed in accordance with the rules of art and experience. Now, what are the rules of art and experience, Eamon?
Well, Dave, I suppose with this particular beer, and being a pilsner, you have to use the proper ingredients. So you need your proper sow's hops and barley and malt to make a very, very good pilsner, which is what they say is in this bottle here.
Okay. You know what? South Africa is a country that is in love with
beer.
Good beer. Of every description. And is a kind of also awash with beers of every description.
Well, there's quite a lot of beer out there at the moment.
Huge but amount.
There's very few pilsners. There's very few pilsner beers out there.
I wanted to ask you that. What separates a pilsner from any other kind of craft beer?
Well, I suppose with craft beer is where it's made, Dave, in the craft distillery. It's not just where it's made in the distillery. I suppose it's boils down to the water that's used in the distilling process, where the water's from a river, coming from the mountains, coming from a lake in some instances, not from the sea, because you get salty beer, and just basically the proper ingredients like the sow's hop, what they use in this. It's from the specific growers that grow this particular hops, both here in South Africa and overseas. And they are basically signed, tied into contracts with those breweries. So the guys from the breweries, they go and they check the quality every year. And only the best is selected. It's like a good quality wine as well when you look at it.
But what separates a pilsner from, for example, an ale? Or
ale is more or less falls under your ale. So it's more on the, say, a dark beer. So you get top fermenting and bottom fermenting.
And then you
beers.
Get the lager, which is probably the most common.
The most common one in between.
What separates then the pilsner from the ale and the lager?
Okay, the difference with the pilsner is more crisp. It's more true to its name. You get that more taste of that little bit of the
kiss of the sars hop.
The kiss of the sars. You just hit the nail on the head.
Well, why don't we take a musical interlude and then we can maybe crack open a bottle to share? Because, you know, I'm driving. I can't drink and drive. Driving the desk. So well, this is purely just an academic taste, you'll realize. And we're looking forward to being kissed by the sars hop. But stay with us, folks. It won't be long before we are back with you with a little pilsner, the De Poes Belgian Export Pilsner, which is something special at hops right now. And I'll give you my honest opinion coming up.
Like a river that no more words flow.
And we're back with Bruce Springsteen, The Hungry Heart, in the background. And true to form, Eamon has done his magic in terms of the opening of the bottle. And, well, here it is. I'm going to give it to you straight from the heart. I have had Pilsner in the past that has been, shall we say, an acquired taste. It has left, after the first sip, it has left a residue that has been somewhat bitter and lingering and, for me, unpleasant. This is not that.
This is not totally different. It's one of our local big brands here that won't mention the name, that Pilsner. Now, you compare that Pilsner to this.
There is no comparison.
No, chalk and cheese.
This is a thoroughly pleasant, and I'm surprised because I haven't in the past been a Pilsner fan.
Mm.
I have a feeling that it's possibly the kind of beer that anyone, and I'm talking about anyone from any sort of generic description, whether you like beer or not, I would suggest that you should try it,
definitely,
as a refreshing summer drink because it's not a heavy beer. It's deliciously light.
It's kind of like light, but I presume that's you get with the ingredients, Dave, and how it's made.
You get the impression it's also because you get those imitation beers that are equally dreadful. They pretend to be beers and they pretend they've got a bit of a taste, but it's a lingering, chemicals, rather musty kind of thing. No.
Chemicals.
This gives me the impression that it is it's clean and crisp.
It's very clean, crisp, refreshing.
Yeah.
No aftertaste.
You see, now I can understand why you brought in a beer, because traditionally this is not your profile. You're a wine and spirits expert. Beer's not, I don't know, but I've never...
We have to cover everything nowadays, Dave.
I gather. But again, you have risen to the occasion because you've brought in a quality of shall we say that this is in a class of its own?
It is.
Now, where does it come in price-wise? Because that's also important on a beer.
Dave, for a Pilsner, what it is, a premium Pilsner, you're looking at 94 Rand, 95 Rand for a four-pack, or...
So about 25 Rand each? Well, just under.
Around about there, yeah.
Okay.
And if you look at the other Pilsners that used to be available here from Czechoslovakia, which was their Oakwell Pilsners, probably one of the best Pilsners in the world, I would put that right up there with that Czechoslovakian Pilsner. There's a lot of Pilsners that come out from there.
I have got to agree with you. I think that anyone sampling this, it's called, you won't forget the name easily, folks, De Poes. Don't crash the car, and etc. We did a disclaimer up front. It is the name of the beer. It comes from Belgium. It means the cat.
The cat.
It's got a beautiful cat logo. It's very stylized, but it's beautiful. It's clean and crisp and striking. It'll strike you on the shelf.
Very Leonardo da Vinci style cat.
Yeah. So, yeah, pretty much. You would imagine that sort of man in the circle there is. But it is a Belgian export or an import to South Africa. It's a premium product. The taste is extraordinarily fresh, and I would consider it to be, if you ask me what would my descriptive impression of this beer be, I would say it is charmingly refreshing.
Refreshing. And if you compare
charmingly, because it does, it beguiles.
Yeah, it does. And if you compare it to Stella, which is also a Belgian beer, Dave, it's totally different. Stella has a different taste, a different texture to it, especially... It's refreshing, but at the same time, the Stella kind of lingers. That maltiness in the Stella stays.
Which we were talking about as being unpleasant to some, to the uninitiated. Yeah. And I'm one of those. I don't like the cloying, lingering, kind of bitterish taste. I don't like that. But this is just clean on the palate right now. I've been sipping at it modestly and moderately as we've been chatting. And it's just delightful. It is delightfully fresh. It's light. It's crisp. It's clean. And totally satisfying. Wow. Well done, Eamon. 10 out of 10. Gold star to the top of the class.
Thanks,
Steve. One more time. The name, again, for you who possibly were shocked and horrified to hear us declaring that today we were introducing you to De Poes, which is a Belgian export Pilsner. We are indeed introducing you to a beer, a Pilsner beer of extraordinary quality, available at Tops and Lifestyle right now. And I would suggest that you do yourself a favor, as summer is officially here. I mean, it's around the corner, but I'm telling you, it's officially here. You can feel mornings are a little cool, but by now, this time of day, wow, I'm sure you're aching for something cool and fresh. Presumably not too intoxicating. It looks like it's a fairly, it's a 4.8% by volume,
which is
reasonable. And you could drink these for a while, I would imagine, before you became obnoxious. We wouldn't want you to do that. It's not in your standard.
So. I'm glad I don't speak. I'm glad you were here to pronounce the name, Dave, because with my accent, I'd rather just call it the cat.
Well, there you go. You can call it the cat, but I think if you're going to Tops right now and asking the guys for a cat, they might say, there are quite a few outside. They look at the feral fund and, no. You're looking for the beer. And then don't swear at them. Just say, you're looking for that special beer that we heard on the radio. Eamon, before we say cheers for another week, any other announcements to make?
Yeah, Dave, we got Force Thursday this evening at the studios as the Force Thursday of the month. So tonight we'll be doing Bon Courage, Wine Farm, and Dimmer's Fontaine. And we've got a new Pinotage, which they've just released, that'll be tasting tonight. It's called the Sweet Spot.
Oh.
Sweet Spot Pinotage. So I'm kind of interested to try that, to see what that tastes like. Compare it to normal Pinotages. But in the weeks to come, we've got a great selection of wines coming up down the road.
Well, then we'll be looking forward to welcoming you back next week, same time, same place, when we'll hit the wine of the week. But for right now, we've been test driving De Poes Belgian Export Pilsner. It gets a gold star, 10 out of 10, really to be recommended. Eamon, thanks for joining us, and
thanks,
we'll look
Dave.
Forward to reconnecting in a week's time.
No problem. Thanks, Dave.